Okay, let's start from the Mishnah. I know we are on top of the page, but we're a little bit behind, so we have to skip a little bit. Okay, so we'll start from the Mishnah. It's a new sugya. Yud Aleph on the base. I'll really skip to Yud Beis and Aleph, but we can because it's in the middle of the sugya. So let's try to go very quickly. Yud Aleph on the base. Yud Aleph on the base, the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Oimer Oichlim Kol Chamish V'Seven V'Tchilas Shesh. He's Soy the Stick of Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, you are allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour. V'Sarfin V'Tchilas Shesh. You have to be, you burn chametz the beginning of the sixth hour. So he is mach, pretty much the only chumrah of Rabbi Meir is 1 hour. Not like we do. Halacha L'maisa, we're machmer 2 hours. But this, we pass like Rabbi Huda, but Rabbi Meir says, you have to burn the chametz 1 hour before chatzoy. So if chatzoy says 12 o'clock, so that means you have to burn chametz at 11 o'clock.
11 till 12.
11, because once it becomes 12, it's really, really too late to burn the chametz, it's already past the zman. The beginning of the sixth hour. Chatzoy is the seventh hour. When you hit chatzoy, you have concluded the sixth hour. 12:01 is the seventh hour. So when it says here the sixth hour, that means 11:01, 11 o'clock is the zman sreifa. The zman sreifa, you're no longer allowed to, you're not allowed to eat chametz. There's no break. You can eat until 11 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock in 1 second, now you're not allowed to eat, and at that moment you have to burn chametz. That's according to Meir. Now we're not familiar with this. This sounds a little bit confusing to us, because what do we do? Allah l'mayis. So we do what Rabbi Huda says the next time the mission. Rabbi Huda says no. Oichlim kol arba. You can eat until 10 o'clock. Until 10 o'clock, you can eat. Until 10 o'clock. The toilim kol chamesh, from 10 to 11, nothing. 10 to 11, you're not allowed to eat, but 10 to 11, you are, you don't have to burn it. The surfin b'tchila shesh, and you burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour, at 11 o'clock. So until 10 o'clock, you can eat. At from 10 to 11, toilin, you are not allowed to eat, but you're not mechuyev to burn. And at 11 o'clock is when you burn. So there's 1 hour in between where it's called toilin. It's not here and it's not there. Okay, we'll see a lot more in the Gemara. The Oid Amar Rabbi Huda, we also know the halacha. He says, "Shtei chalei shal toida psulas gnochas lagabe ha'itzdabosh." So they made a simon in the Beis Hamidosh. Everyone came to the Beis Hamidosh to bring the Karban Pesach in preparation. The Karban Pesach was offered after Chatzos. The Karban Pesach was offered after Chatzos. Everyone was already there, and they had there on the itzba, on the platform in the Beis Hamidosh, two breads of the Karban Toida that was psulos, which happened to be that they were psulos. Okay. The Gemara explains why it was psulos for the Gemara, but there were two loaves of bread in the Toida. There are 40 loaves of bread. So here there are two of those 40 loaves of bread. 10 of them are chametz. So two of the chametz stick of breads. Munachas al gav itztava. They were lying on top of the platform. On the platform, one of the platforms, one of the locations there in the Har HaBayis. Kol zman shemunachas, as long as all the two breads were there, kol om echad would eat. That means that it's not yet the fifth hour. Nitla achas, if one, the shliach bezin arrived and took away one of these two loaves of bread, that was a simin, that it's now 10 o'clock. They did not have watches in those days. Right? There were no watches, and they had no, they people had to go look at sundials, and if it was a cloudy day, it wasn't so easy to know exactly what time it was. You had to rely upon the experts, people, the Bekiim, which was bezin, they were experts in determining, telling when the time has arrived. So nil achas toilin, now it's a zman toilin, le'oichon le'sarfin, you don't eat and you do not burn. You're not mechuyev to burn. Nitlu shtehen, if both of them have been removed from when it comes 11 o'clock, and the shliach bez removes the second loaf of bread of the carbon toide from the yitzdaba, hischilu kolam sarfin, now everyone would begin to burn their chametz. Okay, this is the masosofa. We have two opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Meir and the opinion of Rabbi Huda. Now we have a new opinion of Gamliel. He's not really coming to argue, he's just coming to discuss another halach, another issue, which was not mentioned at all by Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, and that is truma. What does he say? Now truma truma, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to destroy truma. It's also, you're not allowed to, but if truma is chametz, you have no choice, it's Pesach, but being that there's a prohibition to destroy its kodesh, it's holy, you're not allowed to destroy it for no reason, Rabbi Gamliel says that Chazal were lenient when it came to truma, and allowed you to eat truma longer than they allowed you to eat chulin. Chulin, there's no prohibition to destroy. Okay, it's bal tashchis. Here it's not bal tashchis, it's for a purpose, to ligdor from Navera, but Shuma's kodesh, it's more chomor. They allow you to hold on to your Shuma and eat it for a longer period of time. So he says that Chulin was until the fourth hour. Okay, so he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says that even when it comes to Chulin, you had to stop eating at hour number four. Uchuma kol chamesh, and truma was eaten. Chulin is until 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, till 10 o'clock. But during that hour of toilin of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel says that hour truma kol chamesh. That hour, that fifth hour, you are allowed to eat truma. The surfin bitchilah shesh, and then you begin to burn it at 11 o'clock. So he is coming to mechadesh and halacha, which both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, because according to Rabbi Meir, just like you can eat truma in the fifth hour, you can eat chulin in the fifth hour. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like you're not allowed to eat chulin in the fifth hour, you are not allowed to eat truma in the fifth hour. Rabbi Gamliel is making a compromise. Now, it's not really a compromise. The Gemara will tell, will explain, but he's pretty much from our point of view, it's a compromise that the fifth hour, it's not purely toilin. Truma is mutter because it's kodesh. Now, tell us. Now the Gemara goes to sugi of Masechta Sanhedrin. We learned there in Masechta Sanhedrin. Echad Omer B'Shnayim. Two witnesses come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon. And they ask the two witnesses, well, let's discuss the case. And so let's say, oh yeah, they say testimony. When did an event take place? And two witnesses, one witness says, B'Shnayim, it took place on the second day of the month. And we're going in a month, that's Mole. Okay, the previous month had 30 days. Sometimes the previous month has 29 days, some days has 30 days. So one of these two, one witness says that the event took place in the second day of the new month, B'chodesh, V'yachrem, one says it took place B'shloish on the third day. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, hey, listen, Kayames, it's good. They both say, how could it possibly be good, but they're saying two different calendar days. Shazeh yodea b'ibur shel chodesh, v'zeh any yodea b'ibur shel chodesh. The one that said it took place on the third day of the month knows that the previous month only had 29 days. And therefore he's right, it's the third day. The one that says it took place on the second day, he's mistaken. He says the month, whatever the case was, he says the month had 30 days, and therefore he's one day behind. Okay, so therefore they're saying the same thing.
They send out messages.
So going in a case where they were not aware, they didn't pay attention. So of course, if they're going to tell us that they know for sure, and they tell us that it's Monday or Tuesday, then you're right, they're in a lot of trouble. But it means where they just say the day, and maybe they're going in a time when they did not send the messengers. Whatever the case was, they come and they testify. Let's put that aside. It's a good point, but let's put that aside for the moment. And one says second, and one third. So you've got to be told that one knew about the previous one was third, and one they did not know. Fine. Echad number one says b'shloish, echad number behave. One says 3, 1 day. Says 5. So there's a 2 day discrepancy between two witnesses. A dusan b'teila, because there's no, you don't never have a month that has 2 extra days. Therefore, obviously, there's a mistake. There's something edus mucheshes. Something is fishy. It's not good. Next case. Okay, now we're going to the part of this Mishnah which is relative to Nogea our Sugya. One witness says B'shtei Shos. The event took place at 8 o'clock, right? 2 hours into the day. The day begins at 6 o'clock. So six B'shtei will be seven. Six is hour number one, so let's say 7 o'clock. Whatever the case is, B'shtei Shos, keep the words of the Gemara. B'shtei Shos, 2 hours into the day. The Yechrem one says B'sholosh Shos, 3 hours into day, 7, 8 o'clock. Eidusin Kayemes, because it's, so the Gemara is going to explain, because it's not such a bad mistake. 1 hour, when you don't have a watch and you're looking in the sky, it's not such a big deal. Echrem one says B'sholosh, Echrem one says B'chamish. One says it took place at 3 hours, one says it took place 5 hours. Eidusin B'teilo, that's really too much of a discrepancy. 2 hour difference in the morning is too much of a discrepancy. Can you please close the door? The 2 hour discrepancy, and therefore Eidusan is with Yeshkoyach. Edus and Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Edus and Chayemes. It's okay. In that case, so what do we see here? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir, 2 hours is the max. 2 hours, sorry, 1 hour is the max. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even 2 hours is okay. The Gemara will explain in much more detail in a few moments. Echad number one says b'chamesh, one says five. V'echad number one says b'sheva. So it's only 2 hours, 5 and 7. So l'chor you would right away assume that according to Rabbi Meir, it is okay, because Rabbi Meir says Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 2 hours is okay. Even in this case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's no good, because eidusin b'teila shebuchamesh chama b'mizrach v'sheva chama b'mar, because the sun is on different sides of the earth. Because after chatzos, the sun is on the other side of the sky. So even though it's only 2 hours, and 2 hours is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the amount of time which you make a mistake, but not in a situation when you're passing chatzos. Okay, very logical. Now comes Abaya, and I have a whole bunch of opinions to explain exactly what is the point of disagreement between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Here we go. Amar Abaya, Kishatim Suleiman, in the final analysis, Ledivre Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Tov Leiklom. Abaya says an incredible chiddush. Abaya, you learn about the nature of people from what they say. I know, you know, learn, you take all the machlokes. I know there's a person, a neighbor I had, he's no longer living. He used to go, he made an analysis of everything the various Tanaim said. There's a common chut hashava that goes down the line of everybody what Tanaim said. Abaya was very strict. He didn't suffer fools, Abaya, it appears. He was very makbid. According to Rabbi Meir, people don't make mistakes at all. There's no discrepancy. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the most a person will make a mistake is Adam Toya Chatzi Shah. Now, how does that make sense? How does that fit into the Gemara? Here he goes. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Adam Toya Vleiklum. No make mistakes. Ma'isa Ki Havo. Again, what happens if we have two people? One person says it took place 2 hours. One says it took place 3 hours. Now, let's ask: in reality, when did it really happen? One witness says two hours, and then one says 3 hours. When did it really happen?
2 hours discrepancy. No, we're going 2 hours.
No, according to Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say? That if one says 2 hours and one says 3 hours, it's okay. Edusim kayemis. But according to Rabbi Meir, in Abaya's understanding, people don't make mistakes. Now let's understand. If you don't make a mistake, when exactly did this event take place? Let's see. It took place exactly at the end of the second and the beginning of the third. It took place really 3 o'clock. It took place, if we're going to 6, 7, 8, so it took place 7 o'clock. So it took place exactly really 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is the end of the second hour. That moment of 6:59 going 7:59 going to the in third hour. It took place at the end. It took place at the end of the second, going into the third. Ma'iskiyavi the Maybach Tarte Umayl Tlas. Now the Hod the Kamashtaim, the one that said it took place at the second hour, what he really meant to say was the very end of the second hour. B'Sov Shtayim, the Hod the Kamashalosh, and the one that said it took place in the third hour, what he really meant to say was B'Tchila Shalosh. So in other words, there's no mistake. There is no mistake. They're saying exactly the same thing. It took place at the very last moment of the second hour, which is also the first moment of the third hour, pretty much. For 1 second, you can make a mistake that everyone agrees to. And if when the first witness says it took place at the second hour, he really meant, we will interpret his words to mean it took place at the very end of the end of the second hour. And when the second witness says it took place in the third hour, what he really meant to say is the beginning of the third hour, which basically means they are saying the same thing. According to a mayor, people don't make mistakes, and that's everything. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye's understanding, Adam Toy Chatzi Shah, a person makes a mistake by a half an hour. Therefore, Ma'isa Kav, when did Ma'isa Mamish take place? Bepalga de Arba. So it really took place Bepalga de Arba Hava. Because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that if one says two and one says five, it's okay, right? That's
No,
Rabbi Yehuda.
That was Taylor.
I'm sorry. So one says three and five. Sorry. According to Rabbi Yehuda, If one says three and the other says five, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? It's good. Rabbi Yehuda.
Where it says 2 hour is betayla.
It's good.
You mean in the place where it's before chatzos?
Right, before chatzos. If one says three and one says five, 2 hours, it's good. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That was the case. One witness says it took place hour number three. If one says... That's five and seven. But three and five, go back one line. If one witness says three, one says five, according to Rabbi, it's good. Now, according to Abaya, in Rabbi Yehuda, you only make a mistake by a half an hour. So how does that make any sense? There's a 2 hour difference between three and five, and we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only make a mistake by a half an hour. So what's going on? So the Gemara explains. The Divrei Hadgama, when it says three, he really meant... we'll find a place in a second. The Divrei, I lost the place of Rabbi Yehuda, beginning of the line, Adam Toya Chatzi Shah. Maisa Kehava, when did the Maisa really take place? The Pal of the Arba took place 4 and a half.
Hava.
No, 4 and a half. Let's see. Vahai dekama shalosh. The one that said three, what did he really mean to say? The very last moment of three, which is the beginning of four. Right, the very last moment of three is also the very beginning of four.
So how...
359. Let's say it's 359. Let's just use the numbers. Let's use the numbers 2 and 3 because we got confused. He said it took place at hour number 3. What does hour number 3 mean? It means the very last moment of hour number 3. What's the very last moment of 3? It's the beginning of 4. The very end of 3 is the beginning of 4. When did the Maisa actually take place? 4 and a half. So how much is he off by? A half an hour. The one that says, he's off by a half an hour going forward. He said three, which means the end of three. The end of three is the equivalent to the beginning of four. And the Maisa really took place at 4:30. So it's a half an hour. The one that said five, he really meant to say the beginning of five. So the beginning of five is a half an hour away from when the Maisa really took place. The Maisa took place at 4 and a half, so it's only off by half. He's a half an hour late. And therefore, the only mistake between the two is a half an hour. So if we have a beautiful machlekes going to Abaya, we now have a yesodistic machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Yehuda. By how much time does a person make a mistake? According to Rabbi Meir, you don't make a mistake at all. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the most you make a mistake is by a half an hour. This is Abaya's understanding of the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Zaita. Some say, Amar Abaya. Abaya says a whole new mahalach. Differently. Kishatim Suleimal, Liver Mayor, Abaya, second, Ikadiyarmi, Liver, Liver Mayor, Adam Toye Mashu. A person makes a mistake by a small amount. Small amount here in this context means less than a half an hour. Liver Yehuda Adam Toye Shohu Mashu. Not a half an hour, but an entire hour and a mash. Now, what exactly does that mean? The Gemara explains. What does that mean? L'divei, Rabbi Yehuda said, "May Adam toy mashu who make my mashu ma'isa kihava." When did the ma'isa take place? Is that air conditioner on? The one over there? It is on. It's working. Okay, because I took out the plug. I just want to make sure. What? So the Maisa took place either at the end of two or at the beginning of three. According to Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say? If one witness says two and one witness says three, it is okay. When did the Maisa take place in reality? So it doesn't mean it took place in reality either in the beginning of the third. And if it took place in the beginning of the third, then when the one that said the end of the second was off by less than a half an hour. Or maybe the Maisa took place at the end of the second hour, at 2:45. So the one that says it took place in the third hour, he's off by 15 minutes. 15 minutes. So that's what we call the mashu. L'divei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya Shohu mashu. Maisa kevun, the maisa take place, oy b'soif shalosh, oy b'tchilas chamesh. Either at the end of the third, or the beginning of the fifth hour. And therefore, how much is the discrepancy that took place when one says three, he means, if one says three, he means it took place at the end of the third. And when one says five, and that's maybe when it really did happen, and the one that said five is now making a mistake by a complete hour, he meant the beginning of the fifth hour, which is a complete hour plus a little bit of the third hour. It's 1 hour and a mashu. Okay, so this is the Ikud the Amri in Abaye. So again, Ikud the Amri in Abaye says, how much the person make a mistake? According to Rabbi Meir, you make a mistake by a mashu, and according to Rabbi, you make a mistake by an hour and a mashu.
That's why this is when there's a 2 hour discrepancy.
Why? Because it's not really 2 hour discrepancy, because if one witness says it took place in hour number three, one witness says it took place in hour number five, so we assume that it took place, let's, in one example, it took place at the end of the third hour. So the one that said three meant to say the end of the third. And the one that said five. The one that said three. Wait, let's move it up. According to Yehuda, one witness says three, one witness says five. How do we interpret that according to Rabbi Yehuda Nabai and Zikud Amri? A person does not make a mistake more than 1 hour and a mashu. No, when did the mice an hour and a mashu?
According to Rabbi, it's just a mashu, no?
According to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's go to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more common, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, one witness says three, one witness says five, edusim kayemes. Now between three and five are 2 hours. How do we understand Rabbi Yehuda that says you don't go more than 1 hour and a mashu? So the answer is, let's assume the maisa really took place at the end of the third hour, 3:45. Okay? 3:45. So the one that said three, he meant to say the end of three. He meant to say 3:45. He was on target. The one that said five meant to say five on the dot. So how much was he off by from when it really took place? 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, and a person makes a mistake.
And a person makes a mistake up to 1 hour and 15 minutes. Or we can say, when did the Maaser really take place? The Maaser really took place at 5 o'clock. And the one that said 5 o'clock was saying the truth. He was right. And the one that said 3 o'clock, he meant to say the end of 3 o'clock. So the end of 3 o'clock is 1 hour and a mashu, the entire fourth hour and a few minutes
and
before.
A person makes a mistake.
And a person makes a mistake for an hour and a little bit. That's
but,
the,
but all this is before Chatzos Hayom.
Correct. If one says it took place at 5, one says it took place at 7, then Edus and Betel, because there's no way you can make a mistake when the sun is on the Mizrach and the Ma'arif, that is an impossibility. Okay, so far what have we done here? We have Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. We have given two different Mahalchim to explain the Machlekes, Abaye, two different Lashonos, how to explain Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Also Rav Huna, Brei Rabbi Yehuda, Amar L'Shmei Kamed Rava, he said over the Sugya, Abaye and Rav, right? Who always owns Abaye? Who's Abaye is Bar Pluta? Rava. So he told Rava, this is what Abaye said. Two different Mahalchim to Sir Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Omar. So Rava said, doesn't make sense. Uma ilu daikina daikina and bahani sahade the high come of the shalosh bitchla shalosh vahai the kamash chamesh besoif chamesh vahavi edus muchesh. Let's say we would go and we would ask them. We would ask them, no, you said three, you said five. Can you please clarify? And if one would say, does that mean the beginning of the third hour or the end of the third hour? And when you said five, did you mean the beginning of the fifth hour or do you mean the end of the fifth hour? Let's say, Lu Yitzu, they were here in front of us. Let's say they were in front of us. And when one would say, when I said three, I meant the beginning of the third hour. And the one that said five explains, I meant the end of the fifth hour. So what is the difference between witness number one and witness number two?
2 hours.
2 hours. In 2 hours, according to all opinions, according to Abaye, the way Abaye understands Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Meir, in both versions, 2 hours is past the limit. Right, the limit was either a half an hour or an hour and a mashu. 2 hours is past the limit. So what do we learn? If one witness says three, one witness says five, and they run away, they skip town, Right? They skip town. They're gone. Bezdin asks, what should we do? Should we kill this guy? The one witness says the murder took place at 3, the murder took place at 5. And they leave town. They go away. So according to Abaye, we kill him. We kill Reuven based on the testimony. So Rav, that's not fair. That's not fair. You can't kill him because the witnesses disappeared. If the witnesses were here, there is a real possibility that when the witness said hour 3, he meant the beginning of the 3rd. And the other witness that said 5 meant the end of the 5th hour, which means a 2-hour difference between the two. And according to Abaye, 2 hours is past limit. You don't kill someone for 2-hour difference. So it's not fair. It's not fair what's going on. That's the Rav's kasha. So what's going on with this? Omar, if we would be medayek, Bahane Sadi, we're going to hold him accountable with the Haidakamar Shalosh, Pitikla Shalosh, Haidakamar Chamesh, Mesav Chamesh, Vav Edis Mucheshes, Vlay Kalinon, Vanan, and now in a situation when they're not around, Nakum, we're going to get a Vinakta, we're going to go and kill Mistakeh, that's not fair, that's not the Shleik Halacha. Vrachmon, the Torah says, Vishaftu Ho'eda, Vitzilu Ho'eda, that you will judge and you will save. And if you have an obligation, do everything in your power to save the person who's Chayiv Misa. So since there is a possible way to explain their testimony in a way, well, they're not going to die. That's what we should do. So therefore, because of this kasha, Rava disagrees with Abaye. And Rava is much more generous. He's much more easygoing in how much a person can make a mistake. Elam Rava, Ladiv Rabbi Meir, Adam Toyeshtesha is Chosem Asha. According to Rabbi Meir, it's a tremendous chiddush. According to Rabbi Meir, a person makes a mistake up to 2 hours. What did Rabbi Meir say? If one witness says 2 and one witness says 3, Edusum Kayemes. Why? Because let's assume the worst. What's the worst scenario? When witness number 1 said 2, he meant the beginning of 2. When witness number 2 said 3, he meant the end of 3. What's the difference between the two?
Almost
2 hours.
A little less.
Almost 2 hours. That's fine. That's acceptable. People make them stick up to 2 hours. But if one witness says 2, so 3 and one witness says 5, that's already going to be 3 hours, because 2 means the beginning of 2 and 5 means the end of 5. That's 2, 3. Well, let's see, one says 2 and one says 3, one says 3, that's 3, 4, 5. That's 3 hours, because maybe when the one said 3, he meant the beginning of 3, and the one that said 5 meant the end of 5. So that's 3 complete hours. That people do not make a mistake, and that's in that case, Rabbi Meir says, a dusan bitela. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, people make mistakes even up to 3 hours. So when one witness says 3 and one witness says 5, we have a right to assume 3 means the beginning of 3, 5 means the end of 5. The difference between it's 5, and that's okay. According to Rabbi Huda, a person can make a mistake up to 3 hours. So Amar Rav, Ladiv Rabbi Adam Toya Shtei Shos Chosem Ashu. Ladiv Rabbi Huda Adam Toya Shalosh Shos Chosem Ashu. Ladiv Rabbi Meir Adam Toya Shtei Shos Chosem Ashu. Ma'is Akiyav, when did ma'is happen? At one extreme. I have oy bitchila shtaim oy besof shalosh. The chad minakot abe shos. One made a mistake by 2 hours. Chosem Ashu. Ladiv Rabbi Meir Huda Adam Toya Shalosh Shos Chosem Ashu. Ma'is Akiyav. Okay, so that concludes this little sugya. Now we're not finished yet. The Gemara, or all we've done, we remember what we've done over here is all we've done so far is we've learned the Mishnah, and we've learned the Mishnah. We've discussed the Zman. We really haven't explained the Mishnah. But we just learned the Mishnah very raw. The Mishnah is Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When should a person stop eating chametz? You don't want to eat chametz after chatzos, because after chatzos is an isur loisase. It's the zman shchitas Pesach. Karis is at night, but after chatzos, after 12 o'clock, you're not allowed to eat. When do you have to stop eating? It's Machlokes. Everyone agrees you have to stop eating. You have to stop at least at 11 o'clock. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you got to stop even at 10 o'clock. So the Machlokes, we have not. That's all we learned so far in the Mishnah. We have Gamliel, he threw in also the additional halach about tumah. Okay. Then we've gone off on a tangent, and we've discussed our sugya in the Sechta Sanhedrin about Edus Mucheshes, what are the limits and what a person makes a mistake, and we have over here Machlokes, Abaye, and Rava. Two versions in Abaye, one version of Rava, and basically the extreme difference, according to Rava, is going to be 2 hours or 3 hours. All of that is going to tie back in a few moments back into our Mishnah. We'll get to it soon. Now we go a little bit more deeper before we get back to this issue. The Gemara is now setting us up for the ultimate question. It's not. We learned another Mishnah in Sechta Sanhedrin. Desdin, Sanhedrin, they have seven chakiros and bedikos. What's a chakira? A chakir is time and place. What is the bedika? What color was his shirt? What color was his tie?
Description.
Description of the person. How the weapon, and the weapon, how do you do it? Right.
That's
a bedika. Now what's the fundamental difference? Because the chakira, when it comes to hazama, every eidus has to be as eidus sha'ata yochala hazimoi, that you can prove him to be eidim zoymenim. What is the essence of an eid zoymen? Imanu hayisen. There's no way you could have possibly been there at that location at that time, because at that time you were with us in a different location. That means anything that relates to time and makoim is in the category of hazama, is in the category of a chakira. Everything else is in the category of a bedika. And bedikas are not so important. And as long as you get the general concept, Reuven killed Shimon. What was he wearing? I don't know. Did he shave that day? I don't know. Was he wearing a hat? I don't know. That's not so important. But time and place is essential for the din of eidus. So here we go. So we have seven chakiros. Tanasa, b'shev chakiros. What is this? Be'ezo shavua. Which Shemitah cycle? Okay, Shemitah cycle. Which Shemitah cycle are we in now? I don't know. We have this in the Kinnus. We talk about the Crusades, I think, in the Kutub. I don't know. But you follow which Shemitah cycle we're in. Okay, there's a calculation. Doesn't ask that. The Ezer Shana. Which year of the Shemitah cycle? Might be the 800th Shemitah cycle. Which year in the Shemitah cycle? The Ezer Chodesh. In which month? The Kam B'Chodesh. What date? What day of the month? Be'ezah Yom. What calendar day? Be'ezah Shav. What time? What hour? Be'ezah Mokam. Okay, those are the seven Chakiros. Utanya, Mo Ben Chakiros Libidikos, Chakiros, Amar Echam Hem Eni Yodea. I don't know what day of the week it was. I don't know what day of the month it was. Edusan B'Tela. Why? Because it's Eidos She'i Ata Yochol Lehazima. You can't say Manu Ha'isem. You with us, because you have not defined when it was, where the event took place. Bedikoi. Spoke to God to Bedikoi. Safilu Hashem Oimer Meinam Yoidim Eidosim Chayemes. Bedika, what color was his shirt, is not so important. Ve'avinim, but we ask the Kash, Ramah B'Shnei Chakirus Masha Bedikos. Ve'aminim, we answer, Chakirus Omer Chameyam Eni Yudei Eidosim Teilo. Ve'avallah, Eidos She'at Yochol Hazima. Bedikoi, Eidosim Chayemes. Sha'at Yochol Hazima. He doesn't make a difference. It's detail, but doesn't take away from the din of Eidos Zoymen. Okay, so now we're all set up. Here comes the kasha. Via Marto, Toin Shem Kula Hai. If you can come in according to me, let's talk like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, like Rabbi Yehuda now.
Rav or Rabbi?
And then Rav. Let's go like Rav now. Let's make things very simple, okay? Simple. Rav. Rav says you can make a mistake 3 hours. 3 hours.
Less than Masha.
Less than Asha. Via Marta Toyin Shekula Hai. Chakirois. One of the Chakirois stayed in the Gemara in the Brisa. Eza Shah. 1 hour. Right now, that simply means, was it 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? Right? Tell me what hour. And he said, now you're telling me, oh, you make a mistake. So there's a stira. If you're telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda,
you can't get it.
Exactly. It's essential, a chakira, if you say in the Yodea, or it's inaccurate, it's not an Eidos. And if you're telling them the person according to, let's learn simply according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake up to 3 hours, what kind of question is it? What time did it happen? If the witnesses come and say, Yimanu Ha'isim, you tell me it took place at 9 o'clock, you with me in Minyan, you in Shul at 9 o'clock with me on that day, on that time. Oh, I made a mistake, it took place really at 11 o'clock. So the whole thing is a kuchu tulula. It's not true. So via ma'ato toyin shukula hai chakiros deizah shor nami eidos shiato yochol azimohi. The army mitikar katay katina. We made a mistake. So the Gemara says in achnami when it says in the Mishnah be'ezah shor shemen eschidish, it doesn't mean 1 hour. What range of hours? If you can make a mistake, according to Rabbi Yehuda, up to 3 hours, so the only way you can make Edom Zaymim in is if, exactly, you got to cover the whole 3 hours and go to Bigger Chiddush. Let's go to Bigger Chiddush. But what this is what Gemara says. But now the two witnesses, the transcript, what Gemara is doing it, you build a beautiful Gemara. The two witnesses don't have to agree on the time. One witness can say it took place at according to Rabbi Yehuda. They can be off, right? So one witness will say it took place at 3 o'clock, the third hour of the day. And the other one says it took place at 5. Right? According to it's good. So the witnesses themselves disagree on the time.
But it's good.
It's good, because witnesses, it really either took place really at the beginning of the third hour, and the other witness is off by 3 hours, or took place at the end of the fifth hour, and the first one is off. Okay. Now witnesses come in and say, Imanu Hayisem. So they have to say, Imanu Hayisem, let's say the first guy. The first guy says 3 o'clock. It took place the third hour. So when you say Imanu Hayisem, you gotta go back, Imanu Hayisem, 3 hours before the third hour.
And 3 hours after, not 3 hours.
And 3 hours after the fifth hour. Because not only do we have to give time for the two witnesses to have a discrepancy, in order to make it Edim Zayim, and that's Halacha Masechta Makos, you gotta get both witnesses. Right, you just can't get one witness. Edom Zaymim, you need to get both witnesses. It's all right. It's no good. You got to get both. So now you got to get both, and you're already giving them leeway. One says 3, one says 5. Okay, it's okay. 3, you're off by 3 hours. Now two witnesses come to Besen. One says it took place beginning of 3. The other one says no, it took place the end of 5. You're off by 3 hours. Besen says it's okay. It's okay. We're going to kill him. We're going to kill him. Even though you disagree over 3 hours, we're still going to kill Reuven, because 3 hours is okay. Now, two witnesses come in and say to those ones, Imanu Hayisem. But wait a minute. When was Reuven, the one that said 3, when was he with you? When it says he was with us at,
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock, the first hour. Because you got to give 3 hours, right? 3 hours is acceptable. So that basically means, we'll say, at the beginning, he's saying it was the beginning of the third hour, so that's the second hour, the first hour, and the 0 hour. Go back 1 hour. We should go back to 11 o'clock, go back to the night before. And when the one that says 5 means the end of 5, so we gotta go give hour 6, 7, 8.
And then from 3. And from 3, because you gotta go
3. 3, go backwards. 3 right. Means the beginning of 3. So give 2, 1, and 0. Basically, I'll call it 0. Really, 0 means the night from the night before. Right? 2, 1, and go on before 1, before the first hour, which means the night, the 12th hour of the night. And the one that says 5, it's the end of 5. We got to give the Edom Zaymim in hour 6, 7, 8. So really, if you want to go say one,
it's again still before that says Hanyari.
Right. When it comes out, so really, technically, so before we get into these, technically speaking, if we want to make these two witnesses Edom Zaymim, we have to block out the time from -1 to hour 8. Because when the witnesses speak up the first time and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, one can theoretically say hour 3, and one can say 5. That's already a 3 hour gap. And then we have to give the witness, the Edom Zaymim, the ability to say Imanu Hayisem, also give leeway in making a mistake in exactly when it was Imanu Hayisem to cover the entire...
So it has to be 3 hours before 1 and 3 hours after 5.
Exactly. 3 hours, 3 hours before the beginning of the third hour. The first
one
witness...
Says, what do you say? One says 3.
3 and one says 5. So when he says 3, that means the beginning of 3.
Right.
Right?
But you have to go back to where?
2... 1 and -1.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So go from I'm calling it -1.
Yeah.
-1. And then the one that says 5, it means the end of 5. So we gotta go give 6, 7, 8. So we gotta go from -1, you have to say Imanu Hayisem from -1 to 8. Right? That's what we gotta do. So the Gemara, let me tell you the Gemara, I'll very quickly. The Gemara says, you're right. Technically, but -1 is the middle of the night. And people don't make a mistake between dark and light. So therefore, even though you're right, we would go back, since 3 and 5 already covers most of the day, you don't have to go back more than hour number 1. You don't have to go back to hour minus 1 because that's already dark. And you don't have to go past Chatzos, because after Chatzos, the sun is on the other side of the world, other side of the sky, and people don't make a mistake between Mizrach and Ma'ariv. So therefore, basically, you got to cover yourself in hour 1, the beginning of the day, to Chatzos. Let's see the Gemara inside. So the Gemara says, Avinlai Kula Shtatu, Avinlai, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. The Avinlai, we give the person, Kulu Kule Teusaihu, Enochinami, the Gemara says, it's a very Chiddush. It's not what it says in the Mishnah, in the Sechel Sanhedrin. It says, Be'eze Shah, what hour? And the Gemara now is Tataiching, Shah doesn't mean 1 hour. Shah means a range of hours. Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, that's the only make a mistake. How many hours make a mistake? 2 hours, most. Meir. So therefore, what's the case? The case is 2 and 3. That's how we start. 2 and 3. Yavimu. So we go back to 1.
3 and 5.
No, Rabbi Meir. Meir's case was 2 and 3.
2 and 3, but he also
Rabbi
good.
Meir is good.
It's good.
Right, so that's what we're starting over. That's what we're going with Meir now. Meir says the testimony is good. What's testimony? So one witness says 2, one says 3. The one that says 2 means the beginning of 2. So how far back should we go? 1 and minus 1. But we're not going to go back to minus 1 because it's dark. Okay, so Meir, Mitchila Sharishaina, Atzav Chomesh. Why Chomesh? Because the one that says 3, right, the one that says 3 means the end of 3. So we give you...
Two is no good.
What?
Rameh holds the only 1 hour discrepancy is good.
Rameh, right, one hour. So what was the case that's going to be good according to Rabbi Meir? Let's get the case. One says 2, one says 3. That's our starting point. Now we want to prove that these witnesses are Edim Zaynimim. So we have to give the witnesses that testify Manohisim some leeway. So if witness number 1 says, I saw the mice at hour number 2, and you can be off by 1 hour, so what does 2 mean? 2 means the beginning of 2.
Yeah,
right?
One.
Which means
one
we have
one.
To one. Go back to 1. The other witness says it took place in hour number 3, which means at the end of 3. So he can be off, and he's allowed to be, and he is allowed to be off by 1 hour.
So it's three, four.
And now the witness is also allowed to be off by 1 hour. The witness that says the Imanu Ha'isim is also Salem, and we go to 5.
Oh,
when he says
God.
3,
the Eidim Salem is also
right,
for an hour.
Right, exactly the point. So therefore, so 3 means the end of 3. We're up to 4. And the Edim Zayim, so then maybe really he saw it at 4. And the Edim Zayim is allowed also 1 hour. Let's see. Rabbi Meir, Yavinu lo mitchila sharishoina at soif chomesh. According to the Meir, uvedinu, and really we should go backwards even more. Uvedinu, nesav lo meikorite, we should really go back to minus 1. Ela ben yimam alaleli aloy toin shei. But we don't go back. Let's review. One witness says 2, one witness says 3. Let's look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi very quickly. Rashi.
Rabbi Meir.
The Omar Adam Toya Beishos. A person makes a mistake. He makes it by two hours, not 1 hour. That was the first Gemara. That's Rabbi Meir. We're going in Rava. Okay, well, let's we don't need the Rashi. Let's do it outside. We're going in Rava. And Meir says he's making a mistake by 2 hours. I got confused. Not 1 hour. 2 hours. Rabbi Yehuda says 3 hours. Right? Let's go. Let's review Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, in Rava's opinion, a person makes a mistake by 2 hours.
So when a guy says 2 o'clock, he means...
So what's the case? Let's review the case. One witness says 2, one witness says 3. So why is that acceptable according to Rabbi Meir? Because the one that said 2 means the beginning of 2.
One
and the one that says, no, beginning of 2. One witness says two, and one witness says three. What does two mean? Two means the beginning of two. What does three mean? The end of three. What's the difference between witness number one and witness number two?
2 hours.
2 hours. 2 hours, good. Now, the witnesses come along and say, Imanu Hayisen. So how much do we have to give the witnesses who say Imanu Hayisen leeway? Also 2 hours. So if this guy says it took place at hour three, which means the end of three, we have to give the one that says Imanu Hayisen 2 more hours, which means the whole 4th hour and the whole 5th hour. We have to give him the whole let's see Rashi inside. A person makes a mistake by 2 hours. We give these two. The gimel mitchila shorishoina, and we give three. Mitchila shorishoina soif chamesh bein shteim. Now why? Lahai d'shtayim yavinu leishorishoina v'shniya. The one that said two, the one that said that it took place in the 2nd hour, we give him shorishoina u'shniya. Ushlishis urvis. 2 hours both ways. 2 hours both ways. The reason why we're not going to go past that is because you don't make a mistake between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back in the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. 4 lines of 4 in the bottom of Meir Yavinu Lu Mitchila Shavishon Yad Sof Chamesh Vidin Hu Dinesa Lu Mei Karatir Shul Gim before the morning. However, Ela Ben Yimam Lulel Yiloi Tan Inshi Ur Rabbi Yehuda, that says a person makes a mistake more than up to 3 hours, we should really let you go into the next day Yavinu Lu Hu Mitchila Shavishon Yad Sof Shishon to the end of the 6th hour, because one of them said 3 and one said 5. And the one that said 5 means the end of 5, we should really give 6, 7, 8. But the reason why we're not going to go past 6 is because you don't make a mistake from before Chatzos to after Chatzos. We should really go before earlier also. Ella ben yimam ulel lo toinshi. Uvedinu dinesu lekamei tvei. Ella shebehei achama benizrach. Uvezayin chama b'marv. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickle gemara. Okay, so we have over here a yisidistik halacha where we have machlekes shemayin abihuda, how much time the person make a mistake. We have a concept idim zoymimin, and we have to give the witnesses who testify imono yisa. We also have to give them the same amount of time to make a mistake, which is going to be either 2 hours or 3 hours, and that will basically cut out basically the entire morning. But we're not going to ever go to the night before. We're not going to go to chatzos because you don't make a mistake between day and night, and you don't make a mistake between nizroch and ma'ariv. Okay, now tonight. Now we finally come to the Mishnah. Okay, this is what we've been waiting for all along. Tanakh. Rabbi Meir, Oichlim Kol Hei, V'Sarv Mitchilas Zvav. We learned the Mishnah. Meir says you're allowed to eat the entire 5th hour, and you burn it in the beginning of the 6th hour. You burn it at 11 o'clock. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Oichlim Kol Dalit. You can eat until the 5th hour, until the 10 o'clock. V'Tolim Kol Hei, the 5th hour you suspend. V'Sarv Mitchilas Zvav. So here comes the kasha. The Gemara is making a major assumption. The assumption the Gemara is making is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir require you to stop early is because you're going to make a mistake in time. If people had watches, l'chayra, the time of Chatam Chazal, right, they were able to tell time perfectly, they would allow you to eat chametz until mamish chatzos. Right? That's what it's mashma. It's only because they did not have the ability to tell time, so you have to give some leeway in case you make a mistake. What did we just learn? We learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, the machlokes between a Meir and a Yehuda. How much time does a person make a mistake? And we basically learned 3 different mahalchim. We learned Abaya's mahalich, which is 2 mahalchim, and we learned Rava. So let's now review our Mishnah up against the backdrop of the three Mahalchim. And our Mishnah, basically, Rabbi Meir is giving you 1 hour, and Rabbi Yehuda is giving you 2 hours. Now, who does that work out like? That works out like Abaya's second Mahalich. Doesn't work out like Abaya's first Mahalich, and it doesn't work out like Rav's Mahalich, because Rav's Mahalich was the differences 2 and 3. Abaya's first Mahalich was a mashahu, no mistake, or a half an hour. And the second approach was a person makes a mistake.
An hour.
And according to Rabbi Meir, an hour. And according to Rabbi Meir, you make a mistake of mashahu.
Okay,
let's see the Gemara. So here comes the Gemara. So we have here our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir oichem kol hei v'semet kol bichlas vav. Rabbi Yehuda oichem kol hei v'semet kol bichlas vav. Li Abaye. According to Abaye, alibi Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, d'yama inadam tayv loy klum. You don't make a mistake at all. Abaye's first mahalich. So what's going on in our Mishnah? Nechel kulashis.
Until 12 o'clock.
Ulahach lishman, according to Abaye's second mahalich. Nami, d'am adam toyim mashu. Abaye's second mahalich. In the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake of mashuhu. So nechel atsoif shis. So you should be able to eat until 11:45. Why does Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah tell you have to stop eating at 11 o'clock? You should be able to go all the way until 11:45, 11:55. The Abaya, and Abaya now analyze the Mishnah against the backdrop of Rabbi Yehuda. The Abaya, libid Rabbi Yehuda, according to the first version, so in the first version, you should be allowed to eat until 11:30. What did Rabbi Yehuda say here in the Mishnah?
11.
No, not 11. 12. Not 11. 10. After the only till fourth hour.
Before.
Fourth hour. So you stopping you were an hour and a half before that. So Rabbi Yehuda Adam Adam Tchatzi Shana Echalat Pal Gedeshis. Ulahach Lishanam Diyamart Adam Toya Shom Mashuhu. So Echalat Soif Hey. But what does Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah say? Dalid. So what's going on? So we have over here a stira between the machlekes, is the way we learn that the Gemara doesn't even deal with Rava. Okay, we didn't even deal with just with Sasa, we have Nakasha with Abaya. So along comes the Gemara says a very powerful Yisoid. Amen Abaya, this Yisoid you have all over Shas, this Yisoid, very powerful. Amen Abaya, Eidos, Mesura, Lizrizim, Chometz, Lakol Mosra. There's a difference between Eidos and eating Chometz. When it comes to Eidos, only a person that's a Zoriz is roy to be an Eid. You have to keep your eye on the ball. You have to pay close attention. If you are alert and you're paying close attention with the kavanah to testify, in fact, you have to warn. The Eidim have to warn the Baal Davar, you're not allowed to do this. It's a loisa said in the Torah, you can't do this. So the Eidim have to be, they have to know what they're doing. The Mela, then we can say you don't make a mistake, or you make a mistake by a mashu, or you make a mistake by a half an hour or an hour. But when it comes to chametz, it's for the hamoinam. Not every person is such a medaktik. The mela, we have to expand the period of time where a person can make a mistake. By according to everyone, according to our mela, we're going to expand it by an hour from a mashu or a chatzisha from a mashu to no mistake or mashu to a whole hour. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to expand it from a chatzisha or an hour to 2 hours. Okay, this is a yisoid between Eidos and chametz.